All right, Royce White takes over in about 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to finish up with your calls. Kevin in Ohio, thanks for holding. We're into Saturday Night Live. Go ahead, Kevin.
Can you hear me?
I sure can, Kevin.
All right. I love you, Alan.
Love you, too.
So that whole thing about last night, that was crazy. And I think it was not even legitimate. I'm not going to lie to you. And the reason I say that is the whole thing was like so manufactured, but I don't really care.
Hey, I don't judge you. You might be right. We've been lied to so much. That's fine for you to question it. What stuck out to you as particularly manufactured?
Well, the reason I think it's manufactured is just the, if you actually look at it, and I mean, really, if I walked up in there myself or you and did that, we'd be dead.
Well, I've been to a lot of presidential events, and that's true. I mean, way back to, God, even Reagan when I was a kid, we had to go through stuff. My dad wanted to go see Reagan speak in Dallas. Even open-air events, they search everybody. Open-air Dallas, they had guys, I goes, look, Stinger missiles on top of the buildings. They had guys with missile launchers in case somebody tried to bring a plane in. But Carrie Lake and others said no one even checked her ID when she came in. So that sounds like a stand-down to me.
It's kind of like the Ursula Vance, that connection. I mean, you can't tell me that's not kind of weird.
No, but that doesn't mean it was staged. It means they stood down.
I'm not saying it was staged. I'm just thinking that.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. What are you saying you think?
Well, I think it was, I'm not saying it was staged. I just think that.
You're saying you don't think we're getting the truth.
I don't think we're getting the truth, no.
Well, we know Kash Patel killed the investigation into foreign involvement in Kirk's killing, and then the guy in his manifesto, the family says is real, says he likes Kash Patel. Well, that's weird.
Well, I want to say something though, Alex. I love you to death. I have followed you forever, and I can't wait to get my shirt. It's coming. You know, I'm a little retarded. I like that.
I am a little retarded. Yeah.
Yeah, I am too. So, but my thing is, I don't think that our federal government is even legitimate at this point. I honestly believe that.
No, and, I agree with you. That's why I'm trying to reform and take it over versus a civil war. How do you think we fix it?
Well, I think we have to do it at the state level and maybe at the county level. Somewhat.
And I'll tell you, that's what the Democrats are doing. They're taking over the states right now for the first time in 30 years. We got a big problem.
Yeah, we do. And I think that's why in Ohio, where I live, I think Casey Putsch, I wish you would push him really hard. I don't want.
Well, let me tell you, I've decided to focus more on state and local stuff because that's where the real fight is. So I'll do it, brother. So tell us about this candidate you're talking about.
Okay, well, Casey Putsch he's from Ohio. He builds cars. He has actually built a diesel engine that runs 100 miles per gallon, and he builds watches and.
Did you know Toyota had that in the 70s and they killed it?
You know, Harrison Smith had him on there.
We'll get him on. Harrison's great. Yeah, I don't want to get it wrong. Toyota had one that did like 89 miles a gallon in the 70s.
Yes, you're right. And they killed him.
Well, they just didn't let Toyota put it out. But yeah, a bunch of people come up with stuff even better and they kill them. That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. And I've actually seen a motor. And, Alex, I have been trying to get somebody to, you know, say something about this. I know a farmer that runs three-phase electric grinder on it's crazy. You have to see
it. Yeah, the globalists call it disruptive technology. They're suppressing everything. And now they want to cut even the carbon off and keep us off the new stuff. Thanks, Nicole. Great points. All right, Dave and Evan, last callers. Then I got a few questions for the great guest that's coming up on the other side. This is going to be one hell of the next 2 hours. You definitely want to join us for it.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy. but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out, thealexjonesstore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
And there's a great Royce White about to take over in the final Sunday edition of InfoWars. They shut us down Thursday night at midnight, rolling into Friday, they say, to survive so many bizarre attacks. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to at least go 8, 9 at night live here Thursday, so be sure and join us then. And be sure to support our sponsor, theAlexJonesStore.com, so we can continue the new network. So they're going to keep coming after us. But, hey, we just keep fighting because you back us. People say, how do you keep fighting? I got millions of people back me. How am I supposed to not fight? I'm supposed to just roll over in a ditch and die? It's not even a choice. But you keep me in the fight, so I salute you and thank you from the bottom of my soul. All right, Dave in FEMA Region 9, shooting, gaslighting, grievance culture. You're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to speak on your last Sunday night broadcast on the old network, Alex. Proud VIP member, do the meth blue, the meth red, and the turmeric every month. And I was blessed to be able to buy all five of the new knives
last week. You're incredible.
Before they all got sold out. It's an honor to support you, sir. I was blessed. Admiral Bannon and Charlie Kirk introduced me to you in 2022 at the seminar. You dialed in. You were remote. Defeating the Great Reset. And that's immensely changed my life. So thank you for all of you've
thank
done,
you.
Sir. Yes, sir. So this is something you and I have talked about, Chase and I have talked about on the air before, Harrison and I have talked about. This is a gaslighting grievance culture, and it's spun up 24 hours a day by the lamestream propaganda media, right? It's not only the hypocrisy, lies, and projection that they spin, the most influential path that they have with low information, low IQ voters is intentional information suppression. So like all these people call in, and I understand how it happens because critical thinking has been gone from our republic for probably 30 years. But people they can't see the forest for the trees. And inherently, everybody distrusts all of our institutions. And that's the key to Marxism, right? They want you to distrust
them. They undermine
everything.
Them all, and then even when there's facts, people don't even know what they are. So they know they're being lied to, but they don't know what the lie is.
Correct, because people lack discernment. We have a God problem in this country. MAGA, in my humble opinion, should stand for not only make America great again, make America godly again. We need Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, in our society, in our schools, in our workplaces, 24 hours a day. I appreciate you, sir.
I appreciate you. Know God is the answer. Royce White talks a lot about that. He's coming up in a minute. Eben in California, last caller on Sunday Night Live in this incarnation here. Just remember, we'll be back at the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com, and everything else is going to be happening on the new network. So bookmark all that and be aware of it. With these horrible creatures that think they're coming in to take over, we're suing the living crap out of them. We've just begun to fight, but we'll continue on. We put everything in God's hands. Commit ourselves to God and Christ Jesus, his son, our savior. Amen. Eben in California, you're on the air. Final caller. Go ahead.
It's an honor to speak with you today. This is Evan Knight. We've spoken many times over the years. I have something really important to tell you, but just first, let me make a quick comment that they have infrared systems where the Secret Service could have read everything inside every single room of that hotel. And they would have saw the outline of a firearm. They would have saw a cold shotgun. They would have saw a pistol.
Well, they actually have is a form of sonar / radar that you see in that Batman movie 20 years ago, where they're able to scan the whole city and find stuff. They actually do have that.
Yes. So to me, that was to regain the narrative. There's a lot of people like Jimmy Dore and stuff that have been pointing out that the butler, how they scrubbed the scene, and they, you know, washed it clear. They scrubbed his apartment. And then you go to Charlie Kirk. They instantly had to remodel the entire area and scrub that. These aren't coincidences. They're real, you know, cover-up. So I believe they were trying to rewrite the narrative and put another assassination attempt in between. So why is Trump not investigating something so important? It's because there is a cover-up there. So that's really important stuff. So people just got to get their head straight on this. They're rewriting the narrative. But speaking of the narrative, Alex, I want to point something out really big. They want to put everything in your name. They want the Alex Jones Network. They want it all about you. Then you're one drone attack away from being the InfoWars over. They want to rewrite the narrative, and I'm doing my best to stop this. So I'm at stillinfowars.com. You pull up at stillinfowars.com, you see my ministry. I want the Bigley brothers to comment or to contact me and get this domain from me.
Well, listen, let's be clear. This new network actually even has a whole other name coming out for all their shows. My show and stuff, the Alex Jones Network and all that. That was just an easy name. The InfoWar, we're all the InfoWar. So, yeah, this is all about the people.
But if you just put this put your thinking cap off in one quick second, stillinfowars.com is a website domain that should be, the Bigley brothers should get it. Stillinfowars is 2.0 Alex Jones after they sued you. A lot of people know you not by
Alex. I agree. Everybody should create their own InfoWars websites and mirror our stuff. Yeah, that's a great idea. Is the site up right now?
Well, no, but yes. You pull it up, you see my ministry. Stillinfowars.com. I want to get it to the Bigley brothers. Because I'm telling you, it's rewriting the narrative that says, no, you didn't get sued for $1 trillion and lost InfoWars. You could be stillinfowars.com. And if you put this up as a question on your website, I think overwhelmingly you will get support.
Yeah, I mean, and then these guys will sue that, claiming they own it. Whatever. I mean, my point is, it's not all about me. I'm not going to save the world. I've done a great mission for 32 years. I'm going to continue on. But everything doesn't rest on me. But I hear your point. I appreciate your call. The big thing I need is listeners to find the new show, hit your email list, your text message list, everybody you know, and say, here's where Alex Jones is at. Here's a show they don't want you to have, and do it every day. That when the people get excited, you have all the power. When you call and tell me what I need to do, I'm like, hey, really, I'm doing the research, I'm doing the show. It's all about you now. It's a team effort. I need your help. We're in all this together. Support the sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you. All right, Royce White, former professional basketball player, MMA fighter, a candidate that's almost won national elections up in Minnesota and fighting so hard, takes over right now for the next hour and 57 minutes. Next hour and 40, next hour and 47 minutes. So, but here's the scene before he comes on, where in Batman, like 20 years ago or whatever it was, they used the secret NSA technology to track everything and use this sonar off the cell phones to scan and read everything. They had this decades ago with Kinex, with all the different video game platforms. They can already scan your whole house with them. That was admitted with the PlayStations, all of it. So here's this scene. And after the scene, Royce White takes over. So stay with us. He's got a lot to say. And share the live feed for Alex Jones and Rumble the Alex Jones Show. That's not a side issue. You sharing the links is everything. Getting the free app where you'll find the show at alexjonesapp.com, Android and Apple, right there on the front page, the video and audio feeds. Get the free app. Tell everybody else, this guy's being censored. Get the free app. It's so simple. Your word of mouth is king. You must use it to defeat the enemy. alexjonesapp.com, alexjonesapp.com. Hit your whole email list, text message tonight. The show's being shut down. The new show starts now. Find it at alexjonesapp.com and follow us on X, the network, at AJN Live. But here's the clip from Batman, and then Royce White takes over.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Unethical. Dangerous. You've turned every cell phone in Gotham into a microphone.
And a high-frequency generator receiver.
You took my sonar concept and applied it to every phone in the city. With half the city feeding you sonar, you can image all of Gotham. This is wrong.
I've got to find this man, Lucius.
At what cost?
The database is null key encrypted. It can only be accessed by one person.
This is too much power for one person.
That's why I gave it to you. Only you can use it.
What did Trump say?
30 million people listen.
2 weeks ago, he said, "Oh, we got to take your rights, keep you safe."
This is an audio sample. If he talks within range of any phone in the city, you can triangulate his position.
I'll help you this one time. But consider this my resignation. As long as this machine is at Wayne Enterprises, I won't be.
When you're finished, type in your name.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. God is great. Christ is King. All right, Christ is risen. And I said earlier, I just came from your neighbor district here in 7, and they got some things going on over there in 7 you may have heard of.
This is Royce White, the battleground in Minnesota.
You guys, I'm glad I made
He's
it.
Coming up live.
All right, who's all in here for the first time? Raise your hand. Oh, great. I get to talk to some newcomers. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I told everybody over in 7 this morning, I thank God for the strength and courage to stand in the fiery crucible of scrutiny and persecution. Same way Christ did when they placed that crown of thorns on his divine head. Same way Christ did. And I think back as Christ made his final walk to the cross, with the cross, to his death. And the people yelled, if you remember, they had a chance to take Christ back. Instead, they yelled, "Give us Barabbas. Give us the thief before the Messiah." And I'm reminded of such things because we all have problems with politics. No, because if we didn't, we wouldn't be here. We have a problem with the way this country's been run. We have a problem with politics in America, and we should. We got to ask ourselves, if we have such a problem with politics in this country, why do we vote in incumbents 95% of the time? 95% of the time we vote in the problem. And the other 5% of the turnover is usually backed by the same money and the same people who vote in the 95%. We're running a 99% clip of putting in the very people we say are causing the problem. Do we really want change? It's not for me to answer. The referendum is on we the people. You all in this room, you get to decide if we want change. You get to decide if you support me or endorse me, and I'm not here to beg for your endorsement. I want your courage. I'm a little, as the media would say, no, I'm an extremist. I can't see a number on that. Oh, okay, good. Halfway. That's a lifetime. I'm an extremist. I'm the person they call the far right, ultra MAGA, Christo nationalist, conspiracy theorist, Nazi, white supremacist. Thanks for having me. I make white supremacy look good. And I'm so radical, the only reason I want to go to the United States Senate is to represent Minnesota. Yeah, absolutely. But there's a constitutional crisis. There's a constitutional crisis on the horizon. It's starting right now. President Trump already invoked it. He said, "Stonewall Jackson, there's a problem with these attorneys." And he's 100% correct. See, and I ask myself, as a United States Senate candidate, but more importantly, as a citizen, and you have to ask yourselves in this room, and I'll see you again at the state convention, but just start to work on it in your head. Is there any set of circumstances with which we should give this government and this country back to people who blatantly brag that they do not believe in having a country? I'm that radical. I don't think there's any set of circumstances where President Trump should even consider giving this country back to communists, Satanists, or whoever else in between, because they've told us they don't want to have a country. They don't believe in America. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in the truth. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in you. They believe in their own power. They believe in their own lies. They believe in their own reality. They are unmoored from reality. The only question that we have left to answer here in this party is, what is this party going to represent in the chaos? I bring you this. I know you folks up here probably don't read this, and good for you. This is the Communist Red Star, Minnesota Star Tribune, from down in the Twin Cities. I brought you a copy. And in it, owned by former Republican State Rep Glenn Taylor, I might add, Republican State Rep Glenn Taylor owns this paper. And in it, there's a smear campaign today which says that a father in this country can no longer discipline his son for being caught smoking marijuana. This is exactly what they've done to the Twin Cities. This is exactly what they've done to my community. This is why young black men down in Minneapolis shoot and kill each other and rob each other, because they have made it legal, illegal, to discipline your kids. And I want you all to know that, because you see the problem as well as I do. But the real problem is, we've abandoned this place, but yet we still say we want their votes. We've abandoned this place, but we say we need their votes to win. I'll tell you how you get their votes. I'll tell you why black people continue to vote Democrat. Because like any smart kid on the playground, they recognize the bully and they recognize who's going to win. You've been bullied too long. There's nothing wrong with being white. There's nothing wrong with being Christian. There's nothing wrong with being American. There is something very wrong with being a coward. There is something very wrong with being pro-choice and pro-amnesty and anti-2A. There's something very wrong with the Nikki Haley's of the world who say Trump's masculinity is toxic. It's all one continuum of the thing that has killed this country. And you get to decide, as the delegates, when we get to state, who are the people who are going to walk down in the basement with the deep state and tell them to bite a hog in the ass. America is back. That's it. Just a little lighthearted talk for you this afternoon. God bless you all. God bless America. I look forward to seeing you at the state convention. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. America is back.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
To the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live. You're on InfoWars. I'm your guest host for the rest of the next hour and a half. Royce White, Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's a great honor to be here on what is probably the final Sunday night of the long-standing InfoWars legacy. I can't even explain it. It's kind of surreal. Surreal that InfoWars is going away, but Alex is going to keep fighting, as we all will. It's more surreal that I get the chance to be here on what is a historic night, and it really is. Dark, somber, definitely a warning, definitely a cautionary tale. Cautionary tale, Mr. President. There is something wrong with this country, and it starts in those courts. Judicial supremacy, and we're all living under it, and we all know it. We all know that there's a problem with this country, and it starts right there in those courts. These high priests who are the vanguard of a corrupt status quo, who through, you can silence free speech, you can continue to restrict the Second Amendment, you can extend birthright citizenship to our foreign enemies. You can kill a country. You can kill a nation. You can kill a nation from within. From the bench. And I pray that President Trump continues to find the right path in all of this. And I think we've strayed the course, but there was a brief reprieve last week. And when President Trump said, I'm done listening to all these attorneys, Stonewall Jackson, there's a problem with these attorneys. He was absolutely right. The question is, will he do what needs to be done? No, no, that's a question that we all have to answer for ourselves in our own heart, because we're going to have to watch him do it. And in some instances, we may need to support him doing it. And I think about this assassination attempt and my God, how does that even happen? How does that even happen? Turnover. Turnover. There should be turnover and heads should roll. There's no way that at this moment in our nation's history, a man should get into a dinner, whether it's a White House correspondence dinner or anything else, with a gun. How does that even happen? These are dark and treacherous times we're living in. And I'll say this, and I'm going to continue to harp on it. I have a story for you, a personal story, about judicial supremacy, more local, here in the state of Minnesota, here in the city of Minneapolis, Hennepin County, belly of the beast, and it hits home. Held off talking about the situation to try and let the legal proceedings play out, but as I know, Alex Jones knows, and President Trump knows, you let the legal proceedings play out, and it shows you exactly how corrupt it really is. But before I get into that story, I want to say this. We can never give this country or this government back to these people. All the negotiations, all the happy talk, all the highbrow intellectual debate should be done. It's only a mechanism of self-defeat and self-destruction. These people are self-destructive. They're nihilistic. They're sadomasochistic. They live in their own reality. They're unmoored from reality. As I said there in the cold open from a speech at Congressional District 8 yesterday afternoon. These people are unmoored from reality. And at some point, you just have to come to grips with the fact that people who believe in any strange stretch of the imagination, it remotely appropriate to allow a parent to consent to cut off his son's or her son's or their son's penis are not people that we can negotiate with. People who would let in 15 million foreign invaders are not people who we can negotiate with. People who would try and lie and tell you that Joe Biden was not in cognitive decline are not people who we can negotiate with. There comes a time where you have to suspend negotiations. And I think there's a small part of all of us that understand that's where we're at. This is where we're at, but yet we're still afraid of the implications, and rightfully so. But nevertheless, I can guarantee if we keep playing this game where we give this country back to people who do not believe in having a country, eventually we will not have a country. And it's really that simple. You're watching The Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'll be back with you for the rest of the next hour and a half. It's a great honor. It's a great pleasure to be here on InfoWars final Sunday night. Stay tuned.
The bad guys all over the world, the EU, NATO, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Democrat Party, they all recognize InfoWars and its history since 1997 when I started the website using that name as being probably the most devastating weapon of truth against them. And that's why they've tirelessly attacked us, censored us, and tried to shut us down. But because you stood with us as modern Paul Revere's, as true InfoWarriors, we've not only stayed on air, but we've become more effective and reached even more people, not just here, but around the world. This is 1776 Worldwide. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats, that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. We also have a new line promoting the 250th anniversary of the American Republic, about to show you in a moment. But these are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Again, we the people, that means you and I, literally are the InfoWars. We are the eyes and ears on the ground. We are the people engaged in the fight to awaken humanity and seeing giant successes. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Dozens of new limited edition shirts in the 1776 line and hats. I love this one. InfoWars. All gut, no quit. Remember all the times the last few years where they had the fake auctions and raided us and turned the electricity off and got overturned in court? Oh, we're still battling. We wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for your fight. I'm the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And that's who we are. So you want to get this camo classic InfoWars shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of these new shirts and hats are totally new designs, but a lot of them are classics, but limited edition with 1776 on the shoulder. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. And there's not just the new InfoWars 1776 line of hats. There's things like this bad boy, just real clean, classic Americana USA. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And this is just a small sampling of the designs at thealexjonesstore.com. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your past support. And just let you know, it's up to you whether this continues on. The InfoWar lives on through you. I suggest you get some of these classic designs while you still can, because in the future, if they get shut this down, we're going to have big problems selling InfoWars named apparel. Could be your last chance to get it. Thanks for your support. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the true heart of America and the resistance against the globalists. God bless you all.
Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I said I was going to share a personal story, and I'm going to share it with you. Although I've held off talking about the situation because, you know, in legal proceedings, the standard is we don't really want you to talk about it. It could affect the way the judge is going to rule. Judicial supremacy, even in that sense, our First Amendment rights come into question. But as you may have seen, if you're paying attention to my ex or some of the headlines, the recent headlines, a Hennepin County judge. And if you get in the studio there, you guys can probably find the picture of the judge. I posted it earlier on my ex. She's got the funny turquoise glasses. I want to show everybody in the audience. But anyway, a Hennepin County judge granted my ex-wife a 50-year order for protection with no evidence, no police reports, no arrests, no eyewitnesses, no other forms of evidence such as text message or email communications where I made any threats whatsoever. It was all based on the hearsay testimony, which this judge, this liberal judge, this woke Karen, found credible on testimony alone. 50-year order for protection. 50 years. Now, we've already put in our appeal, and I hope that the Minnesota appellate court is going to be more more prudent about the way they carry out their legal proceedings. But who knows? I mean, we have a problem all the way up to the Supreme Court, and my problems are far less, you know, significant than the great Alex Jones or what they try to do to President Trump. And if you hear the undertone of what I'm trying to say here, Mr. President, when you say there's a problem with these attorneys, don't forget the great Alex Joneses of the world. Don't forget that these courts went after Alex the same way they went after you. And there's a common denominator. And now it's trickled down to me. And amen, praise be to God. I'll take the scrutiny. I'll stand in the fiery crucible. But we better get our ducks in a row and our priorities in order. Because if we don't, then all this stuff that these people have gone through on behalf of the movement, on behalf of you, on behalf of this country, is for nothing, absolutely nothing. The backstory of the 50-year-old OFP was really that my son was caught smoking pot. He wasn't necessarily caught smoking pot, but one of his friends had a joint in the back of my garage, and I could see him on my Ring camera, which there's a video out there of that as well, and clearly a joint. And is it the end of the world? No. Marijuana is legal in Minnesota, not legal for minors. A lot of people out there have, you know, certain views about marijuana being legal. I don't share those views. But it's not my top issue either. The point being is when you're 14 years old, you shouldn't be smoking pot with your friends in back of your house, especially not be dumb enough to get caught doing it on your own Ring camera. And the real issue isn't that my son was caught, you know, with this bad behavior. The real issue is that in this country, fathers are no longer allowed to discipline their children. Fathers are no longer allowed to discipline their sons. And I hear all these middle-aged white conservative boomers saying, look at these black communities. Look at what's going on down there in Minneapolis. And what is the source of this problem? And I'll tell you, if you bring the judge back up, that is the source of the problem. The source of the problem. And there's this narrative, and this is the problem I had with Larry Elder, and this is the problem I have with some of these other black conservatives who talk about the nuclear family and how all these young black men are, you know, sexually undisciplined, and they're not there for their children. That's not true. I bring you a report live from the belly of the beast. I can't tell you how many fathers may have had a child out of wedlock but wanted to be in that kid's life. And they find themselves in a situation with a woman who is willing to weaponize those children and the court, have them thrown in jail, have their entire life destroyed if she can accomplish it because of her own personal vendettas. Same as E. Jean Carroll. Same as the judges who went after Alex Jones. The difference is, in this situation, this is destroying the families all across this country. And it's not just, you know, black people or black men. It's men everywhere. Men everywhere are being absolutely obliterated by the family and divorce courts. And the real underlying problem, even more than the men who are destroyed by these kangaroo courts, these politically motivated and ideological kangaroo courts, even more dangerous than that is that young men do not get the discipline that they need. There is no set of circumstances where a father should even think twice about disciplining their son, their teenage son, especially their black teenage sons who we see we have a crisis with in this country. There's no set of circumstances where a father should even have to think twice about the legality of disciplining their son for being caught with marijuana. But that's what we've done in this country. That's what we've done in this state. That's what we've done in the city of Minneapolis. And that's exactly why you see the chaos and crisis that you see. If you pull up my Substack there, I mean, I don't want to go into my ex-wife and who she is as a person because, you know, I mean, you can only imagine when somebody walks into a court and is willing to lie to that degree. It says everything you need to know. But if you need a picture, and they say pictures are worth 1,000 words, you bring that Substack up there and scroll down to the first image that I have in the piece, not the one with me on stage, but yeah, this one right there. Go ahead and pull that gallery up. And if you see here, there's an image of me. You know, go to the one of me first. There's an image of me at the Big Three basketball league, and I'm walking out with my son. There's my son, my young son, handsome little fella. This was about 3 years ago. There's a picture of me walking out with my young son, you know, 7,000-8,000 people in the crowd, and he wanted to profess his faith. He wanted to walk out with his dad. He wanted to walk out with the shirt that says Christ is King, and I was right there to support him. But this shows that a father is trying to lead his son toward Christ. And now let's go to the next picture. While his mother casually dresses like a demon on her Instagram. Now, here's the issue. The issue isn't that most of us in this audience, or even, let's say, a good portion of us in the conservative and Christian movement, don't see the issue with that. Of course we do. I mean, we can connect the dots. You got a woman who is flirting with the idea of becoming a Satanist and a man who wants to instill some discipline and sacred honor and faith in their children and in the household. Not hard to see where the turmoil is gonna stem from. The problem is we have an entire side of the political spectrum that sees absolutely nothing wrong with this at all. And how long are we going to play this BS back and forth with those people? I'll tell you why we do, because there's a small portion, small, tiny little portion of people in our own camp who aren't really sorted about this sort of thing. They too believe that a woman should be able to dress how she wants on her Instagram. Don't tell her what to do. You're not supposed to spank your child. You know, you're supposed to raise your child up from a young age. And if you do it right, then they'll never stray the path. I mean, it's all a type of a pseudo-intellectual, pseudo-spiritual, pseudo-scriptural formation of Christianity and conservatism. And this is exactly why the conservative movement has not conserved much. Because just as crazy as the liberals are, just as much lunacy as the liberals have delivered to American society, we have been capitulators. And the question becomes, why? Why have we capitulated to this craziness? And I don't know. It's like maybe we like it. Maybe we, as us, the right wing, the American conservative and Christian movement, MAGA, America First, maybe we American patriots don't see a society, a nation of more relative peace and logic, sensible times. Maybe we can't see it, and therefore we can't bring ourselves to bring it about, to bring it forth by force if necessary. And I want to emphasize the if necessary. Because I'm running for United States Senate, so I believe in elective politics. I believe in changing hearts and minds through the arena of intellectual ideas, which is American politics, which is the political arena. I believe in it, which is why I'm running. But I'm also realistic. I've been on the earth 35 years. And in 35 years, all I've seen is a slow decline. A slow, managed decline. And the political football has become the power source of this managed decline. And we have this sort of highbrow intellectual game of wittiness going on back and forth. A couple of jerk-offs playing ping pong, you know, with a ball that says death to America. Pun intended. The Ayatollah screams death to America, China, they whisper death to America. North Korea is death to the West, death to America. All these other jihadists around the world yell death to America. The Zionists, in secret, probably say death to America in so many ways. And, you know, everybody's got our number. Everybody wants to take a piece out of the champ. Okay, fine. But the real problem, the real death to America problem that we have is right here in America. We're afraid of it. And, you can split the atom a million different ways, but the bottom line is, look at the results. You look at the results, the truth is we're all afraid of it. We know what has to happen now. President Trump has to get his his priorities in order. He has to rightly order his love and his charity, and thus his priorities will follow. He has to rightly order this country, and we can never give it back to these people, because if we give it back, we'll never get it back. And you all know it. And the only time we'll get it back in the future is if we get it back with a person who probably isn't going to do much of anything anyway. And we see it time and time again. It's like, why are there no deep state arrests? Why are there no this? Why are there no that? I don't know if you all are really ready for that. I'm just saying, I know Alex is. I know there's some people in this audience that are ready for that. But I mean the American people. And Vox Populi, Vox Dei, the voice of the people is the voice of God. In a 50+1 majority type of system, what the people are ready for matters. And a lot of times our leadership has to gauge its action based on what the people are ready for. Just like in the pandemic, why did they leave the liquor stores open? You know, is it because they wanted to thumb the eye of Christians and close the churches? Yes. But it's also a very real thing that, you know, if people go cold turkey off of alcohol, and there are a lot of alcoholics out there around the country, number one, they'll become angry and belligerent and dangerous. But number two, a lot of people will die. You can't go cold turkey off of alcohol. You die from alcohol withdrawal. The brain seizes up, has too much of a displacing effect on the neurological. People die from going cold turkey off of alcohol. They die from going cold turkey off of benzodiazepines. And I continue to send my thoughts and prayers to Dr. Jordan Peterson and the struggles that I hear he's going through with the neurological medicine and whatnot, the neurological injury. It's a real thing. But it speaks to the fact that we, the people, have to be ready for what is necessary so our leaders can do what is necessary. And I just get the sense that we're not. Because if we were, there'd be no circumstance with which we would ever even consider giving the government back to people who let in 20 million foreign invaders. In what world? In what world is that not seditious? In what world is that not treason? In what world is that not treason? In what world should we ever even consider giving this government back to those people? 20 million foreign invaders, you can't discipline your son for getting caught with marijuana, but they can encourage him and even help facilitate cutting his penis off. Are you kidding me? What have we done to our country? And who's going to step up and do the tough thing to turn it around? At some point, we can't just talk about it. At some point, we can't play the intellectual highbrow debate. At some point, this can't be a political football between faux news, Fox News, faux Fox News, and CNN. At some point, the Van Joneses and the Scott Jennings of the world need to just shut it, okay? Shut it. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it anymore. And I know that's hypocritical coming from me. I'm on here for 2 hours a night, but I'm coming with the message of what it really needs to be, and I'm going to continue to bang that drum from now until the election and beyond. We can never give this country back to people who don't want to have a country. They don't believe in the fundamentals of having a country. Because in order to have a country, you have to have a border. In order to have a country, you have to have some laws, rule of law, some courts that have some sacred honor, that are objective, that aren't politically weaponized. In order to have a country, you have to prioritize your people and your citizens and their health and their safety and their right to speak, their right to free speech. And we've seen the left stomp over all of those fundamental tenets, all of those pillars of what we all agree are the baseline of actually having a country, at least a country the way we want it. We can have a country, but it'll be the country formerly known as the United States of America. It will no longer be the country that our founding fathers envisioned. And we all know we're at that point. You know, we can split the atom a million different ways. We all know where we're at. President Trump, I implore you, get the boys ready. Take a head count. Is the military with us or not? And if the military is not with us, if the military is really beholden to the military-industrial complex, to the point where the vast majority of our servicemen and women do not understand the dire crisis we're in and see the urgent situation, and they're not with us, well, then we already live under tyranny. Apropos to a lot of people's criticism about this current administration, it seems like no matter who we elect to office, the military-industrial complex always gets its cut, always gets its palms greased. $20 billion went missing here in Minnesota, and that's egregious. Minnesota residents should never even consider voting for Democrats until there's a full apology and some type of recompense for the money that's gone missing. It's just stolen. You know, misappropriated, misplaced. Oh, no, it was stolen. When billions of dollars go missing, it's not even fraud. That's called foreign policy. Went missing. It went right into the coffers of the elites here in Minnesota or whoever else. And then it's some little, you know, the Al-Shabaab gets a taste. Courtesy of Ilhan Omar and the gang. I mean, give me a break. It's absolutely despicable that Minnesotans would even consider voting for Democrats after they've stolen $20 billion. And that's on the low side. That's being conservative. It may end up being $100 billion. It may actually end up being $100 billion when it's all said and done. We're just in the tip of the iceberg of how deep this fraud goes. And it may not just be the Somalis. We don't even know. We don't know how this whole web works here in Minnesota, but we know there's a lot of money that's gone missing. And we know Minnesota hasn't had Republican leadership, except for the uniparty rhinos that helped the DFL stay in power. But we know that, for the most part, the Democrats, and you know, that's a perfect example of what I'm saying. We're afraid of that. We're afraid to look up at the numbers and go, well, the Democrats in Minnesota are sure a sign that the left is willing to steal the people's money hand over fist with no qualms about it. And then, well, you know, they couldn't have done it without a good portion of those Republican rhinos up there who played the controlled opposition to help facilitate the whole deal. Where's the math to a 50+1 majority? It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist because we, the people, like the convenience. It could exist if we'd all wake up and stop saying things like, oh, you like Alex Jones? You're associated with Alex Jones? Why would you ever associate with Alex Jones? A judge ruled that he was... Shut your mouth. Shut your little mealy mouth, yuppie, cuck-servative, weak-stomached mouth. Shut your mouth. All you people out there who still believe in this courts should be absolutely ashamed of yourself. What more do you need to see? What more needs to happen? Tell me. Tell me. What do the... And this is a question I ask the Democrats all the time, and I'm asking it now here in Minnesota on the campaign trail. I say, tell me what the Democrats would have to do for you not to vote Democrat. I mean, think of anything. What's the worst thing they could do where you could see yourself going, you know what, I'm not voting Democrat. Even if that means you just abstain your vote. Maybe you don't vote Republican, but at least abstained from voting for a Democrat, what would they do? What could they possibly do? If the answer is nothing, if there's nothing Democrats could possibly do to get you to at least abstain your vote, then you're no longer a citizen. Because I could tell you a handful of things the Republicans could do that would have me abstain my vote. I could tell you a handful of things. And I'll tell you this. Digital IDs is getting right up. As a matter of fact, I'll say this. If the Republican Party in this country facilitates digital IDs, I'm out. I'm not voting for you. I'm not voting for a Republican. I'm not voting Republican if we are going to be the stewards to shepherd in digital IDs, social credit scores. If we're going to become the Chinese Communist Party in the West, I'm out. And hey, most people look at that and say, well, good riddance, Royce. Never needed you. Okay, fine. Well, you tell me what your pitch is down there in the city. Who is it? Is it Norm Coleman? Is it Tim Pawlenty? Is it Mike Pence? Is it Lindsey Graham? Is it Mitch McConnell? Maybe it's Byron Donalds. I don't know. What's your plan then? If your plan is to watch the the Alex Joneses, the RFK Juniors, the Tulsi Gabbards, the Joe Kents, the Royce Whites, the Steve Bannons, the General Flynns, Derek Princes. If the plan is to watch all of these people just wander off into the void, disengage from the fight because they don't agree with certain things, and I guess they have no value in the movement. If that's your plan, then you plan to lose. And then it's right for people to ask, maybe you want to lose on purpose. It's right for people to at least ponder if the willingness to break one of the greatest coalitions in this nation's political history, if you're willing to break a coalition that great so haphazardly, maybe the plan is not to win. And hey, I don't necessarily think we need to win. I hope we win. I think we should win. I think the American people should see how destructive, self-destructive the Democrats are, and by way of the rest of the people and things they touch, I think that'd be good. But I kind of think that President Trump should never give this government back to these people anyway. That's just my opinion. My opinion is if Abraham Lincoln or Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or any of the great leaders or presidents of our time that had to make tough decisions against revolutionary circumstances, and we are facing a revolution right here, right now. It's already on. We're halfway in it. Half of the revolution is let's cut the little boys' penises off. The other half of the revolution is to walk ourselves into a digital prison, to walk ourselves to the gallows wearing a smile because the convenience and the high is so good. We're in a revolution right now. Question is, who's going to be that revolutionary leader? I don't know. I'd be happy to do it. I'd be happy to do it for you all, America. Because if it was me, we'd never give this government back to these people. And we wouldn't be shy about it. We wouldn't even play. No, stop. Come on. What are we talking about? You don't believe in having a country. You tell us. Who would give the country back to people who say that America needs to burn, that America needs to fall, who participates in the ideology of a rapid decline of America, let alone the managed decline the elites have perpetuated? I mean, come on, what are we even thinking? Let's get serious, guys. Let's start having the real discussions. Here on Sunday Night Live, the InfoWars audience, thank you so much for allowing me to be here. Alex Jones, Royce White, the Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.